Okay.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Emily Moss from Cal State LA. Great, exciting opening statement there. Make sure the flute and the piccolo are listening and working with the snare drum and vice versa. You want to make sure that that rhythm style remains connected. More emphasis of 1 and 4, just as indicated in the accents up here. Just exaggerate that a little bit more. We'll give this a really strong, sort of rollicking feel. Very nice piccolo playing. Careful percussion, not to get a little too loud. The snare drum is just a little bit ahead of the beat as it gets louder, so just watch your tempo. Great job, low reeds and clarinets going into the end of that movement. There was good support for your sound. And nicely connected. Nice job, clarinet solo. I think just a little bit more separation in those accents would set this style up just a little bit better, but great job. All right, percussionist playing the sleigh bells. You're supposed to hold it straight up and down and hit it from the top, so that it doesn't make that backbeat sort of sound, da 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 da, sitting on chut 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 like that. Okay, good energy tubas, moving this ahead. Just a little bit more separation again. Anytime we have just these accented eighth notes, bup, 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 be, be, da, da, it'll just help keep it not too heavy, to keep it nice and light. love to hear just a little more low end to your full ensemble sound. This, particularly this kind of almost chorale-like writing, just going into 104. Okay, great energy. And great enthusiasm going into that last note. I really liked it. Just remember to have it nice and separated throughout, especially with those accents. But that's a really fun piece, and you played it well. Lovely opening here. Good pitch from all the woodwinds there. Make sure the cutoff is very clear in the fifth bar. Didn't quite sound like everybody cut off together. Lovely job, clarinet solo. Really nice job setting the mood of this piece. It's just luscious and beautiful. And trumpets, beautiful dark sound there. Very mature playing for your age. As you go into 27, then one of the hardest things to do is play a diminuendo like that and maintain the pitch. Work really hard to keep that pitch up as you get softer. Sound here at the Piumoso at 35. Include an oboe and first clarinet to add that sort of counter line. I also think that grace note passage there that was just before 45 and then also back before 27 just needs to be a little more prominent. I think you're maybe moving your fingers just a little too fast. So if we slowed it down just a pinch so we could hear it a little bit more, it would be great. first clarinets. Take your time going into 53. Those 16th notes are not as fast as they seem. So you want to just arrive very gently into 53. So here at the con calore part with warmth, it needs more fullness of sound from the low brass and low reeds that would really warm this up in the way that I think the composer wants. The trumpets have been doing a nice job throughout the piece, but it really just calls out for that low brass, low reed sound to fill up this room. Yeah, nice job, horns and alto saxes with that counter line. Beautiful. Good adjustment there. Yeah, and again for that last note, just a little bit more from the low brass, I think would balance out the end of that. Just a little bit more. The flutes are doing a nice job. They can't play any softer up on that C and that A. So just a little bit more from the low brass and low reeds. You'll have a beautiful final chord. But really good work on that. That's a beautiful little piece. It never fails. Somebody drops a drumstick.
Thank you.
you're lining up all those rhythms there. Not everybody is playing them at the same time, and when you have unison rhythm like that, it's so, so important that everybody's feeling that internal pulse and letting it line up. We could have much more fronts of these notes. There's a lot of accents written in here. Just a little more decay after the front will help a lot. Steady, everybody, on the quarters. Don't get ahead. Nicely done, percussion. That was great. Excellent job, bassoon solo. Really great. And seamlessly transitioning to that tuba. Really well done. time when you come in there, woodwinds at 126, I don't think you have to sneak in quite as much as you did. Take a nice big breath, come in together, nice and strong on the first beat. It can still be soft, and you can play it strong at the same time. You guys, wow, congratulations on the commission, it looks like, and on putting together such an intense piece, and I really enjoyed it, and congratulations, keep up the good work.